Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church, and we are excited about what God is doing, and we're just grateful and thankful and glad to be here this morning. So, well, we baptized 15 people last weekend. See, that's all everybody coming together, and that's all of us working together. No one person can do that. That's all of us working together. We need everybody in on that, right? That's why we do it in front of everybody. It's a public declaration that I'm identifying with Christ. And it's their obedience to the command to be baptized. See, that's the first act of public obedience, is to be baptized. And that's what they did. They got baptized, they confessed Christ publicly, and now we know, and everybody else knows, right? And they're marked with a mark that can't be erased, that they are Jesus. They belong to Jesus, right? That's right. We don't want that to be erased, right? Okay, so what we're doing today is we are going to go to the vision, and we've been looking at this idea of repentance and how important it is. Because I really believe that the church has been weak, and it's really affected the church to stay weak because they don't understand repentance. And repentance is really a big, big deal in the Bible. And repentance means to change your mind, to turn from one way towards something else. Actually, it's towards God. So I'm turning from this way, I'm changing my mind towards God. I'm going to think towards God and how He thinks about the matter. And that's what repentance is. I'm changing my mind. It literally means metanoia. Meta means after or change. So after I've repented, God requires change. See that? And change is, I'm going to renew my mind to this, what God says, the truth about what God says. And that's what repentance is. A lot of people will say, well, you've been on this a little while. You know, when are you going to change to the subject? Well, I'm going to tell you something. If that's you, and that's something you keep saying to yourself, that's a mechanism that you're using to not change. You're self-protecting yourself, and that's your pride. That's your pride saying, I want him to change because I don't really want to get the full understanding of this thing. You see, that's you'll lie to yourself, and that's called self. That's called self-care. See, we got to get beyond self-care and get to soul care, because God cares about your soul, and what you live out of is your soul. That's what you live out of. You make your decisions. You speak. All that's coming out of your soul. So we have to get our souls in a healthy place so we can experience the fruit of a healthy life. See, repentance bears fruit worthy of repentance. And that's what we're getting a hold of. Repentance is so, so important, because pride will lie to you and you'll believe your own pride. Did you hear what I just said? And it wants to put self in the center and exalt self above what God is trying to show you in your life. Now, that's just, Well, I was going to say that's good preaching, but that is good preaching. So when we understand this, then we really can begin to change in our life. And this is what God calls us to. And that's maturing. He wants you to mature. You know, people will go to a church every week and get a little 3-point in a poem. And then they want to go tell everybody they went to church today. Well, what'd you learn? A lot of times they can't even tell you what they learned. Because there's really no change. And when there's no change, how are you going to help the people you're working with? How are you going to help the people under your own roof? How are you going to help the people wherever you go? You can't help them because you're not willing to help yourself. Making sense? See, we have to own this. We have to own our lives. Our response is our responsibility. So that's what's going on up at Russell Road Church. You got to change, right? That's what God said. We got to make some changes. Because if nothing is changing, nothing's going anywhere. See, that's why he says in 3 John, he says, I pray that you would prosper even as your soul prospers and be in good health. You see, your soul, when your soul's prospering, it's helping you to be in good health. Spiritually, physically, financially, relationally. When your soul is prospering, it affects every area of your life. Every area. But if it's not changing, you're going to stay the same. You keep repeating the same thing over and over until you go on. I don't want that in my life. I want to do some things different. Are you with me? And I tell you, once you start to experience this, you won't settle for anything else. You want what God has for you. All right. Let's go ahead and stand up. We're going to do the vision first, Tim, and then we're going to do the Hebrews chapter 6. This is the vision: to build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. Now, while I got you standing, I'm going to drop a little nugget in you. So everybody say peace. So peace is only possible, real peace is only possible from God, because he's the God of peace. He's the God of peace. And peace in the Hebrew is the word shalom. Everybody say shalom. Shalom means whole. Shalom means whole. So think about this. When peace, it means you're whole. You're integrated. It means integer. Integer. That's where we get the word integration. Integrated. See, whole. If there's a break in there, it's not integrated. Something else can get in. And the peace is not, you don't have the peace. But when you have peace, you're whole. And that's what God does. He wants you to be whole. Because wholeness is healthy. And that's what we're, that's why it's in the vision. But you can't have that peace without the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and he will lead you and guide you into all truth. So we need the Holy Spirit. So, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Now, did you catch that? Not laying again the foundation. In other words, it ought to already be there. It ought to already be within you that I need to repent when I'm in this situation and God has shown me something. If it's not, then you've missed it. You see this? And this is why you got to be taught again. And this is why I'm trying to help us see this again. So this is important. Okay, so repentance is metanoia. Meta means change. Noia means mind. Change your mind. Everybody say, change your mind.
Change your mind.
Let's look at this. So 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. And a servant of the Lord. How many of you are servants of the Lord? So that's what we want to be, servants of the Lord, right? Look what he says. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel. Quarrel. You ever get around people, they want to argue all the time? I mean, no matter what you do, you say it's red, they say it's pink. You say it's black, they say it's white. They just want to argue. You ever get around people like that? See, that's not something we're supposed to do. Argue and be quarrelsome. Because you know why? That generates strife. And strife is pride. Proverbs 13:10 says, by pride only comes strife. See, when you say it's my way or the highway, that's strife. We got to be willing to listen and evaluate and discern the people we're talking to and not get on this thing where I'm right, you're wrong. We need to be able to hear from them and then make a conscious decision. You see that? On about what's going on in the situation. Now, we don't have to get my way. You see that? Because that's pride. Make sense? And it says where there's strife, there's every evil work in James chapter 3. So now look, and a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be what? Gentle. This word gentle is one of the fruits of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit. And it literally means the ability in you to be undisturbed regardless of your uncomfortable surroundings. So now think about this. When you are gentle, you have the ability, and you're in tune with the Holy Spirit, you have the ability to not be disturbed by your circumstances. If you've blown off and get a temper, then you have to work on something. God's going to show you something. When you have a temper, you get mad easy. There's something out of skelter there. There's something out of sync. And God's going to use the Holy Spirit to help you with that. You see that? Now here, look what Paul said in Philippians 4. He said, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Paul's saying rejoice. He was put in jail, in prison, for preaching the gospel. He hadn't done anything wrong, just preaching the gospel. He's got guards breathing down his neck. So he's in a very difficult circumstance and situation. I mean, it probably couldn't get much more difficult than that. And he's saying, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known. He was witnessing to the guards. He was witnessing to the people who breathing down his neck by just not getting all riled. He's rejoicing. That's making them uncomfortable. See, he was free right there. You see that? And that's the way we're supposed to be. That takes maturing, doesn't it? That's called meekness. Gentleness and meekness are synonymous. Meekness means strength under control. You have strength under control. Now, remember, we taught last week in James 1, 21, it says that we're to lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness. And remember, that's judgmental, critical thinking. You judge people and criticize them. Aren't they supposed to be a Christian? Look at them. They're dressed like that. Aren't they supposed to be a Christian? you know, in their mind, you know. Listen to me. This happened to me. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you. I went to Kroger's before we got this, before we got the self-checkout. Remember? That was years ago. Remember before they had the self? So I was standing in line, and, you know, I had a busy day going and picked up a couple things. And I was behind this lady. She had three kids. And, you know, she looked a little disheveled, and I was behind her, I mean, she had a big old cart full of groceries. So she goes to pay for them, and her card wouldn't work. And I'm thinking, okay. And she says, let me find it. She looked in her purse, and she couldn't find it. She found another. She goes, this one should work. It didn't work. So I'm sitting there thinking. I said, this is your pastor in line at Kroger's. I said, maybe if she had fixed her hair, she could find the silly thing in her purse. I mean, I started criticizing her in my mind. And the Holy Spirit showed me, what are you doing? And I had to repent right there. Isn't it? I know nobody's ever done anything like that before. But I did. I caught myself. I said, and you know what the Holy Spirit said? I want you to pay for her groceries. $200-some. I got my wallet out. I was ready to pay. But you know what? She found another card, and her card worked. I said, but I was going to pay for her groceries. God is my witness. I'm trying to help you see something. Critical and judgmental thinking. We got to get that out of us. It will rise up in the most unexpected times. And it will let you know there needs to be some work done. I had to repent. You know what? I don't do that no more. I haven't. I've been checking myself. You know, if I'm being patient, I'll come up with something else. No. But I don't criticize and judge. Because you know what? When you do that, you're judging somebody for something you do yourself. You see that? That's why we're not supposed to judge. We're not the judge. God is the judge. Amen? All right. So let's keep moving here. Able to teach, gentle to all, to all? Oh, man. Even that boss that's breathing down your neck. Even that person that doesn't want to work next to you, and you're doing all the work, you're supposed to be gentle to them. Come on now. Able to teach. We should be studying to show yourself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. We should be studying. Study your Bible. If you belong to this church, we're going to make it easy for you to study. Because we have teachings on Wednesday night and teaching and preaching on Sunday. And we have things that for you, life groups to get connected in, places to get connected. There's no excuse for not being able to teach. So now look. Okay, let's go to the next verse. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition. Humility, when we're humble and we walk in humility, we've been brought down to earth again. And that's what humility comes from, the word humus, which means dirt. It means dirt or dust. Because see, we were made from dirt and dust. God breathed into us. You see that? The breath of life. And when you humble yourself and get on your knees and depend on God, he puts you back down and he breathes life into you. Amen. And he shows you your humanness. He shows you where your weaknesses are, and he will reveal it to you. And then you can make a conscious decision. Hallelujah. To make some changes. You see that? This is huge. So now look at this. Correcting those who are in opposition, Now watch. If God perhaps will grant them repentance. Only God can grant you repentance. Only God can help you change your mind. And God has to grant it. Now watch. If God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the what? The truth. So that's what God is trying to do. He's trying to get the truth to you so you can know the truth. What's the word truth mean? Remember? Nothing concealed, reality revealed. Nothing concealed, reality revealed. And so the Bible says his word is truth. It says sanctify them with your truth. Set them apart with your truth, with your word. John 17, the word of God is truth. So we need to keep looking into the word of God and hearing the word of God if we're going to receive the truth. Now watch. Will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. See, God makes it possible. He'll show you the truth, and then he wants to grant it so you can know the truth. So here's what happens. He'll show you the truth. Then you have to make a conscious decision. I'm gonna go this way. I'm going to accept this truth. And the truth says I have to make some changes. And the truth is reality revealed. This is the way your life will work in congruence with the kingdom of God. This is how it will work. If you will go this way, I'm going to show you. But if not, you're going to keep living in your frustration. Did you hear me? And God says he resists the proud. He frustrates the proud. Did you hear me? He frustrates the proud. In James chapter 4, God, and 1 Peter 5, he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The word resist means to frustrate. The word frustrate means to prevent from obtaining a goal or purpose. So when you're frustrated, guess what? You're into your own pride. You see that? You're trying to figure it out and do it your way. You haven't gone to God and asked him how to do this thing. So anybody been frustrated this week? So when you're frustrated, that's pride. Oh, do you see? Don't get mad at me. This is why we have to understand. When you understand, then you can make a healthy decision and go forward. Remember, what does prosper mean? To press forward, to make progress, and to help others along the way. God is trying to prosper you. And when you will receive his truth, now you can press forward. You will make progress and you will advance God's kingdom and help others along the road. Now, did you see that? And that's what he's trying to get you to. Now, look, they may know the truth. This is what repentance does. Now, look what it says. And that they may come to their senses. Your senses are your emotions and your feelings. Your emotions and your feelings, and escape the snare of the who? Of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. You see, what happens is when you don't want to go God's way and he's revealed it to you, you're going to be trapped. You're going to be trapped by the devil to do his will. You will not be able to escape. God always provides a way out. The word escape means to step out of. That's what the book of Exodus is all about, getting out. God always provides a way out of a wrong situation. You hear me? I said, do you hear me? Now look, and escape. That's why he says in 2 Peter, he says his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who calls us by glory and virtue, by which we have exceedingly great and precious promises. You see, he shows you his promise. He reveals it to you, by which we have exceedingly great and precious promises. He says, then you'll take on his nature and you will make a wise decision and escape the corruption that's in the world through lust and deceitful desires. You see that? You take on his nature when you fulfill his promise and you believe his promise, and you escape the corruption that will come in your life by disobeying what he's trying to get you to. Because the corruption comes from the world system. And who's running that? Who's running the world system? The devil is. And now you won't be trapped. Come on, are you hearing this? Because you escaped. Because you said yes to Jesus. And I'm going to go your way, God. Look what he says. Here's what this does. People that have been hurt and offended in life, it says in Proverbs 18, it says when they're like, when a person gets offended, they're like walls of a city. It's harder to win them than the walls of a city. See, people get hurt, they put up walls around themselves. And their first inclination is to always protect themselves. They're always on the defense, always protecting themselves. And now they're, see, that's the trap. You don't trust nobody. You don't even trust yourself. You don't trust nobody. See, that's because you're not trusting God. We have to learn to trust God. You hear me? Now think about this. See those mechanisms? You know what that is? Pride. It says, that's what pride does. Pride always says, I don't need that change. And so I'm going to exalt myself in this situation above what you're trying to get me to. I don't believe it. Am I making sense? What's it say? Though we walk in the flesh, we don't war against the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty in God. We're pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments. See, we argue in our mind when the truth tries to come. Casting down arguments in every high thing. The high things, you know what he's talking about? Pride. That's what the word pride means. High. High and lifted up. The devil wanted to lift himself up above God. That's what pride means. You'll say, I don't need that. Or you compare yourself with somebody else. Well, I'm better than them. Or I haven't done what they've done. Or I didn't go through what they... See, all that's all deception. You're deceiving yourself. You have a mechanism in your life, and it's keeping the truth out from bringing the liberty into you that brings health and wholeness in your life. Well, let's listen. Now, wait. This is huge. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So, that's 2 Corinthians 3:3-6. It's either 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians. You look it up. It'll be good for you. I'm trying to help you see this. It's the obeying Christ. And that's what we have to learn to do and grow in doing. See, when we pride, it's always excusing itself. They don't, well, you know what? They do that. Well, look what they got on. Who gives a what they got on? Yo, you know what? People will look at that. People will say, well, look how they're dressed. Who cares what they're dressed? They may be a man and woman of God. Are you listening to me? And when we're criticizing and judging them, you're excusing yourself from what God is calling you to.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.